KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center. They're located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school volleyball last night, postseason play continued for the larger schools. A Class 3A Region 2 semifinals, Kemper Catholic advancing with a 3-0 sweep over Carroll. Red Oak also moved on with a 3-game sweep over Shenandoah. In Region 1 of Class 4A, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Denison 3-0, and Bishop Heelan Catholic topping Lamar's 3-1. Also in 4A in Region 2, Lewis Central defeated Glenwood 3-1, while Bondurant Farrar beat Winterset 3-0. And in Region 2 in Class 5A, it was Abraham Lincoln moving on with a win over Thomas Jefferson in 3-straight. Dowling Catholic also advanced with a 3-game sweep over Des Moines Hoover. Those winners moving into the regional finals. Well, with the state cross-country meet coming up on Saturday, the final Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country rankings came out yesterday. In the team rankings in boys Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is the top-rated school. In 4A girls, it's Waukee on top. 3A, on the boys' side, Gilbert is rated number 1 with Atlantic in at number 13. Glenwood rated 14th. On the girls' side in Class 3A, Wallert is number 1 with Harlan rated 5th. Glenwood 7th and Atlantic at number 11 in the final poll. Class 2A, on the boys' side, Tipton is top-rated. On the girls' side, it's Mid-Prairie number 1 with Panorama 5th and Shenandoah in at number 13. In the final 1A poll, on the boys' side, Madrid is top rated with Nottoway Valley at number 5 and St. Albert number 9. In Class 1A girls, Logan Magnolia is the top rated team with Tri-Center number 12 and ACGC in at number 14 this week. Now, the individual cross-country rankings look like this. A Class 3A boys, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic checks in at number 23. Trey Gross of Harlan is 27th rated. In Class 3A girls, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood is rated number 3, while Taylor McCready of Atlantic is 8th ranked in the state. Brielle Baker of Creston ranked 26th, and Reagan Anderson of Denison ranked 26th. Brielle Baker is 23rd, by the way. In 2A boys, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is 2nd ranked, with Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley number 9. 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama is rated 5th. Tori Castle of Trainer comes in at number 22. In Class 1A boys, Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is ranked 3rd. Noah Nelson of ACGC ranked 10th. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney is 14th. Bennett Heisterkamp of Nottoway St. Albert, rather, is 26th, while Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley is ranked 30th. In girls 1A, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is top-rated, with Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia number 2, Emma Lucas of Bedford rated 3rd, Kate Crawford of ACGC is ranked 5th, Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia is rated 7th, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley ranked 10th, Alexis Post of Riverside is 15th, and Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia ranked 24th in the final poll. Well, the Boston Red Sox have opened the World Series by thumping Clayton Kershaw in the Los Angeles Dodgers bullpen. Andrew Benintendi was 4-for-5 with an RBI single and 3 runs scored as the Red Sox whipped the Dodgers 8-4. Pinch hitter Eduardo Nunez put Boston in control with a 3-run blast off of Alex Wood in the 7th inning. J.D. Martinez added an RBI single and a run-scoring double to that victory, which leaves the Red Sox 13-2 in World Series games since they dropped Game 7 of the 1986 Fall Classic. Boston is seeking its 4th championship in 15 seasons. Kershaw took the loss after being charged with 5 runs and 7 hits over 4-plus innings. His trouble began when Benintendi and Martinez hit RBI singles in the bottom of the first. Red Sox ace Chris Sale also retired just 12 batters, yielding 3 runs and 5 hits while striking out 7. Matt Barnes worked a scoreless 5th, and he picked up the win. Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp homered in his first World Series at bat, going deep off of Sale in the 2nd inning. Game 2 is slated for tonight at Fenway Park. David Price is Boston's scheduled starter. Hyun-Jin Ryu of the Dodgers will be the starter tonight for L.A. Well, Padres manager Andy Green says Mark McGwire won't return as San Diego's bench coach next season in order to spend more time with his family. McGwire spent 3 seasons on the Padres staff after a 3-year run as the Dodgers' hitting coach. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes take a 6-1 record and a number 18 national ranking on the road to 17th-ranked Penn State Saturday. The Hawkeyes will be out to snap a 4-game losing streak in that series.
You know, one thing about playing Penn State, and this has been true for a long, long time, you're guaranteed they're going to have good players, and they do. They've recruited well forever up there. They're tremendously gifted, tremendously athletic, and they've got good size, speed, talent. That's a given. The other part about anytime you go to state college, you're going to play in a great venue.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says after posting victories in their first two road games, they face a bigger challenge in Happy Valley.
It's a very challenging place to play. It's a great college venue, very loud crowd, and enthusiastic crowd. So all those things are constants, and it's going to certainly be the same this week for us as we get ready.
Christian Welch will get another start at middle linebacker, but Ferentz says Jack Hockaday has returned to practice after suffering a leg injury at Minnesota.
Recent history has shown that we're going to need everybody, and the good thing with Jack and Christian is they both have a lot of position flexibility. Jack has a lot of flexibility, as does Christian, and so at least now we were pretty thin last week. That was a little concerning the last couple of weeks.
At 6-1, the Hawks have set themselves up to play some meaningful games down the stretch.
You know, I think all of us are smart enough. We're playing a really talented football team, a really a good team that's used to having success. And so we know there's a challenge there. And I think, you know, anybody that's playing in the Big Ten, that's what you're looking for.
Ferentz says Iowa junior Nate Stanley and Penn State senior Trace McSorley have become standout quarterbacks through hard work.
You know, you got two quarterbacks that are pretty good quarterbacks in this game, very different quarterbacks. But neither one of them are, haven't gone to elite camps or, you know, I don't think they got any awards, you know, coming out of high school for being great quarterbacks necessarily nationally or on the recruiting front. But they're just good high school football players that have really blossomed into good college players.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. That's a 2:30 kickoff from Happy Valley. We'll be on the air at 12:30 with the pregame. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the bye week came at the right time for his team. The Cyclones take a 3-3 record into their homecoming game against Texas Tech.
You know, last week for us was a really good time for older guys to kind of get back to their basics and kind of really reaffirm some of the fundamentals that were really important for us to go forward. And now you come back to a really good football team that we've got great challenges Saturday.
It also came at the right time for freshman quarterback Brock Purdy, who will make his second start this week.
Especially for him, where he's been thrusted into a really, you know, critical role, critical situation, and, you know, thrust into it in the middle of the season. I thought it was really good for him to just take a step back and be able to evaluate what have I done well and what are some of those areas that I need to do better.
Even though he won't be the starter, Campbell says he wants Kyle Kemp to get himself ready to play when he returns from injury. Kemp was injured in a season-opening loss at Iowa.
Gosh, we played three quarterbacks and we played six games. So, you know, I think he's got to come back. He's got to be ready to go. And no matter what that situation or whatever that role may be, when he's healthy enough to play, I know he'll do it with great excellence and be ready to go for this football team no matter what that duty is.
Known for high-scoring offense, Campbell says Texas Tech has shown marked improvement on defense.
They get off the field on third down. You look at their red zone defense, you look at their third down efficiency, and then you look certainly at the success that their offense has had in the red zone. And, you know, and then you look at their, you know, turnover margin, all those areas, you see them that they've made great improvement.
That game kicks off at 11 o'clock Saturday up in Ames. TCU receiver and returner Kevontae Turpin has been dismissed from the team after a second charge surfaced against him following his weekend arrest on an assault charge for an alleged altercation with his girlfriend. Coach Gary Patterson announced Monday that Turpin was suspended after being arrested by Fort Worth police following an incident Saturday night, hours after he had a 99-yard kickoff return and a 41-yard TD catch in TCU's 52-27 home loss to number 8 Oklahoma. A criminal complaint from New Mexico later revealed that Turpin was arrested in March while there during spring break to visit a girlfriend. Patterson said Tuesday he knew about a property damage charge in the spring, but that records obtained by the team from New Mexico then didn't list a battery charge that was also part of the case. The coach said he also didn't know until Monday about a bench warrant issued in July when Turpin failed to appear for a pretrial hearing. And in NFL news, the New York Giants have seen enough of enigmatic cornerback Eli Apple. The New Orleans Saints have acquired Apple for a fourth-round pick in 2019 and a seventh-rounder in 2020. Apple was taken 10th overall out of Ohio State in the 2016 draft. He has 23 tackles and one forced fumble this season. Apple leaves a 1-6 team and goes to the 5-1 Saints, who will face the Vikings on Sunday in a matchup of division leaders. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.